1027 Business with Michael Avery.
Well, today, Sibanye-Stillwater reported that its U.S. platinum mining operations have been affected by severe floods. A heat wave led to a rapid melt of accumulated snow in the mountains, and then rain made things worse. Bridges and roads are damaged, and access to the mine is now restricted. And we in South Africa are still suffering the impacts of the recent flooding in KZN. Increasingly, it looks like climate-related events are emerging as major business risks. Now, the uncertainty associated with predicting extreme weather events has serious implications for all in the insurance value chain, from insurers all the way through to policyholders. That's certainly the view of Ronald Richmond, who's chief actuary at Old Mutual Insure. Ronald, welcome to the show. Just talk to me about how unpredictable short-term weather phenomena are starting to challenge the insurance industry.
Sure, Michael. Thanks very much for having me on your show. So I think if you when you think about the insurance industry, really the core thing that we do is try to forecast risk. And that underlies how we price policies, how we keep funds in reserve in order to pay for claims. And as volatility and I suppose the unpredictability of short-term weather seems to be increasing, it's becoming harder and harder to get pricing right, to get reserving right, and really to provide the sense of certainty I think that the market has come to expect from the short-term insurance industry in South Africa. So I think where we are now is almost at a turning point. I think there's growing recognition that unpredictability has ticked up, and it's really about reacting to that now and seeing what is a sustainable solution to understanding this risk, quantifying it, and hopefully providing quality insurance products within that context.
Absolutely. It really boils down to the very fundamental premise of insurance. So if you look at the implications of increasingly unpredictable and volatile extreme weather events, how is the insurance industry trying to get a better handle on how to be more accurate in predicting these, to provide a more assured and confident underwriting experience to the insured?
So I think what we're seeing is that as particularly in South Africa of the KZN incident, but also globally, if you'll remember the floods in Europe last year and then the hurricanes, the very large series of hurricanes that hit the US a few years ago, there's increasing interest in how accurately we can build models of these types of events. So this type of catastrophe modeling has been in the industry for a while, but it hasn't focused, for example, on floods. It's been on big ticket items like earthquakes, and that sort of thing, or the US hurricanes off the Atlantic seaboard. But there's increasing focus and interest in what the industry calls secondary perils. And these are things like floods or wildfires, which traditionally haven't been modeled so well, but are starting to cost both policyholders and the insurance industry many billions of dollars each year. So I think the overall response is we've got to understand these phenomena better. We've got to have experts in the room, like climatologists and meteorologists, who can help the industry to build the understanding, and then most importantly, build out those models so we can start to understand the likely consequences.
And I'm just thinking here of the Helderberg fires. You know, the way it's been raining down in Cape Town, we've gone from fires to floods in the space of a couple of days. Volatility with a capital V. Do we have enough data? Do we have access to the right kind of data to be able to refine our modeling and our predictive analysis of these kinds of weather events?
Michael, I think in the South African context, it's a really interesting thing is that we do have relatively good sources on some weather phenomena, but there hasn't been enough attention paid, in my opinion, in the industry to South Africa. And I suppose that's because our economy is a little bit smaller and insurance penetration is a little bit lower than the rest of the world. But hopefully that's something that's going to turn around. And with the right focus applied to it, deriving South African specific potential event catalogs or deriving functions which can describe what the impact of these events would be on the particular way that we've built buildings, for example, I think if that focus can be brought to bear, the industry will be much better off. And I'm definitely seeing a lot of innovative companies which are almost sprouting up with solutions in the South African context. So I think in some way, from a risk management perspective, the future is bright, but there's definitely some work required.
Who takes the lead here? Do you think the insurance industry is a key role player in the value chain when it comes to mitigating business risk, has a key role to play in potentially taking the lead around developing pockets of excellence around weather data? If you look at whether or not our infrastructure in Durban, for example, is going to be able to withstand a greater frequency of the kinds of tropical storms that have bombarded that east coast over the last few years, just just as an example, it is a local government thing because local government often handles much of that infrastructure, or provincial government. It's also a business risk. Who takes the lead here?
Yeah, I think that in South Africa, there are exactly the stakeholders you've mentioned. So local government's got a role to play in terms of infrastructure, and the insurance industry is obviously keen to provide insurance cover and as much of it as they can, but at the right price and within a well-managed risk environment. In my mind, something that we should think about in South Africa is some sort of public-private partnership, particularly around flood risk. I mean, if we think about a lot of the people who've been severely affected by the floods, probably the majority of them don't have any form of insurance cover.
Yeah.
And coming up with some smart way to close that gap, in a similar way that we have Sasria, which is a government insurer, which covers riot risk and other risks like that, perhaps a flood risk insurer would be a really good idea for South Africa, potentially in partnership with the local insurance industry. And I think that could also have a really positive effect on society. So I think there's a whole bunch of roles to play. I think as the insurance industry starts to accumulate more knowledge about the types of volatility we're likely to see, without a doubt, that will filter down to benefit society, whether it's just in terms of the cover offered, but also just a greater understanding that will be promoted, I suppose, through our institutions.
Ronald Richmond, Chief Actuary at Old Mutual Insure, talking about how we better manage risk in an age of extreme weather towards calibrating and predicting volatility, and increasingly a role here for public-private partnerships to ensure that we can at least ensure that we better absorb the shocks of climate change. A lot of the talk when we talk of climate events is about mitigating carbon, but really we now need to start talking about how we're going to adapt to this rapidly changing world. You're listening to Hot Business.
Hot 1027 Business with Michael Avery.